This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is on vacation. I'm Steve Inskeep. The shuttle Discovery made a flawless landing at a desert runway in California this morning. This landing marks the first successful shuttle mission since the Columbia disaster 2.5 years ago. NASA officials have just finished a press conference at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida to talk about this, and here's NASA's Bill Parsons.
Today we honored the Columbia crew. We brought Discovery home safely. It's a great day. If you want to know how I feel fantastic.
We're going now to NPR's David Kestenbaum, who is at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where you were expecting to see a shuttle landing this morning, David. Didn't get to do that after they diverted it, but you did get to see this news conference. What do they say?
Well, NASA's administrator, relatively new administrator, Michael Griffin, who's an engineer, spoke. And, you know, over these past press conferences, reporters have constantly tried to get some kind of emotional reaction of him. And once he said, look, just think of me as Spock, you know, the character from Star Trek. He sees himself as making decisions only based on logic and data. He showed a little emotion today. He said he thought Eileen Collins maybe should have his job. She's a better pilot and better looking. And the reporters eventually asked him, after this mission, can the American public still have confidence in the space program, given that foam still fell off during launch? Here's what he said.
I think the American people can have confidence in us to work as hard as we possibly can to apply all of the intelligent analysis we can possibly do to understand why that happened and to fix it before we fly again. This was the 145th American manned spaceflight. Compare that with the development of aviation, and we're in still the very first stages of learning how to do spaceflight.
So there's an interesting moment where he finally sort of smiled, and the cameramen who'd all been lined up, and you realize not taking pictures until this point, you just heard thousands of shutters click because, you know, there was Spock smiling.
Well, you know, David, as we listened in today, we heard, especially your colleague Joe Palca, thought he heard just the edge of emotion, even in the dry recitations of facts coming from NASA Mission Control and the communications from the astronauts, just that hint of emotion there.
Yeah, I heard that too. It'll be interesting to hear what the astronauts have to say once they're, done with their checklists. They're getting their medical checkups right now and probably using the restrooms, actually. One of the things they have to do before reentries is drink a lot of water, and they shut down the bathroom for reentry. So,
oh, my.
To hear from them later this afternoon.
Are they still inside the shuttle at this point?
I actually don't know because I was in the press conference.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check up on that as we go along.
There's a little people mover there for carrying them around.
Oh, okay. Now, have they had a chance, and by they I mean NASA and the experts on the ground, had a chance to look at this orbiter yet and get a close look at the outside?
Yeah, well, because remember the pillow, the puffy piece of insulation, the insulating blanket that was sticking out under the window right by where Eileen Collins sits. And there was some question about that, and NASA got a whole room full of people together to think about it, and they eventually decided that if it did come off during reentry, it would break into very small pieces and wouldn't do any damage. So now they can get an answer to that, and the reporters asked about that, and none of the high-up officials knew. I imagine some of the people standing out there on the runway have a very good idea of what happened to that little thing, but we don't have an answer to that. But that's the sort of thing they're going to be doing as they walk around and look at the data and see what shape the shuttle is in.
And then there's that foam problem, which you mentioned and which we've been talking about this morning. What's the latest about that?
Well, you know, that could be a real problem for them because Wayne Hale, one of the officials here, said a while ago, look, the new NASA is we don't fly unless we can prove it's safe. And unless they can prove what happened, unless they can find out why that foam came off and convince themselves that that's why it was, that maybe this was a part of the external tank that experienced, stresses 10 times more than any other place, and so they just need to fix that, it could be hard for them to be able to say, okay, we think we know what the problem is, and we think we fixed it.
And I should mention, we're getting live television feeds from Edwards Air Force Base in California, and we're just watching the astronauts in blue suits climbing down the stairs and disembarking from the shuttle and shaking hands with folks on the ground. And it's just as you would describe, David, not a lot of big hugs or anything, just kind of high handshakes. Yeah, good to see you again. How you doing? That sort of thing. So just very briefly here, though, regarding the foam and the shuttle and so forth, there's another launch scheduled for September. There must not be much time before they have to make a decision on that.
Yeah, well, Griffin refused to be pressed on that, and he said, we've answered that question 3 or 4 times. We're not going to fly until we fix this. But he did also say that, look, we have a big construction project, and we need the shuttle to do that, so we're going to work as fast and as hard as humanly possible to figure out why the foam came off and to fix it.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's David Kestenbaum at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.